Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. When it comes to excuses why people don't wear life jackets, boating safety educator Jack Dias says he's heard them all.
They're too uncomfortable, or they're too hot, or they're not stylish.
Leave your excuses on shore because life jackets save lives.
Over 95% of the drowning victims are not wearing life jackets. I've been in the boating safety business for a long time. I have yet to recover a drowning victim wearing a life jacket.
Life jackets are only required for children under 13 years of age, riding in motorboats under 26 feet in length. But Dias suggests all family members wear them to encourage water safety practices that last a lifetime.
There are so many different types of life jackets on the market now, including the little inflatable belts, the suspenders that are inflatable, and all of these are automatic, so if you fall in the water, they automatically inflate, and most of them have twice the flotation of a normal life jacket. Those who wear them forget that they're even wearing the thing.
Pack the life jackets on the boat, but leave the six-pack on shore.
One beer on a boat will affect a person the same as three beers on dry ground.
That's tomorrow. That's our show for today with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.